This is John McMullen welcoming you to the next podcast, which I believe is 13. I begin to start teaching this week at SUNY Purchase, and I'm teaching a course that I've taught before, and I'm very impressed with the students and their interest and their work. The problem is that we're all through our educational system, that we're teaching things that will be obsolete by the time that people begin to use them. I've been writing about something that I've called creative disruption for about 4 years, and it deals with how the technology has changed everything around us. Very often we don't know it. Very often it's under the radar. And all of a sudden, the stores in the mall change. There are no more camera stores doing film processing. There are no more video stores. There are no selling videos. There are no more bookstores. There are no more music stores. There is still a Barnes & Noble. That's about the only one, and that's not in a mall normally. The problem is that things change so rapidly that we can't keep up with them. And every time that we have these structural changes, jobs are lost. And the people that very often have the skills for those jobs, whether they're at the high end, or the film processing chemical engineers at Kodak, or at the low end, the people who used to open the envelopes at the gas company, to take out the checks, to take out the bills, to turn over to someone to key them in. Well, those jobs are gone, and they aren't coming back. We need serious retraining, and very often the people to performing the jobs are either too old or too uneducated to be retrained. Put this on top of the people who have been lost in manufacturing assembly jobs through robotics, and the jobs that have been outsourced, and we have a diminishing need for workers. The profits of corporations will continue to go up because we're reducing the labor cost and the benefits cost. And we have no way of addressing this because our dysfunctional government just isn't interested. It's not even able to decide what will happen in the next 3 months rather than 30 years. There has to be some policy. There are very few people even writing about this. Robert Reich, the ex-secretary of labor, constantly does. There have been recently two professors from the university, or from MIT, who in their Rage Against the Machine book and also in their TED videos have been speaking about this. There have been people talking about robotics usually positively about how they reduce the workload, they make it easier for people without pointing out that they're also reducing the need for workers. Kevin Drum in Mother Jones magazine a few months ago had a very perceptive column, and his prediction is that by 2040 they will have less people supporting more because there won't be that much work. The problem is that will be an economic disruption that will definitely require almost a cultural revolution in this country, if that's to be the answer. I don't know what that's to be the answer. But that's to be some answer, whether it's through retraining, whether it's through public service, to whether it's through changing the support structure, to whether it's paying people for community services they used to do as volunteer work, as the Little League coach or the Boy Scout troop leader or something like that. But there has to be some changes. Before there can be changes, people have to speak about the problem. They have to educate the public. They have to educate themselves. And that's not happening. And it's up to us, the public, to make it happen. And until next time, see ya.